This is a strange but clever little play. On one hand, it's about driving, yet the play seems to be about more than just driving.
I know that it's about driving because the title is Learning to Drive. You've told us that the title is a good indicator of what a play is about.
I agree. And furthermore, there are so many references to driving. It's definitely about driving.
You're both careful readers, and I congratulate you. If you had not carefully read the play, as you obviously have, we couldn't discuss what else it's about. What I want you to do now is tell me what surprised you when you read the play.
Well, a couple of things, but I just ignored them because they confused me.
Tell me what they were.
The gong, first of all. Why a gong? It didn't seem to fit.
Good point.
And another thing. On page 205, the teacher is seated on a mat. Seems like he is meditating or something. Then on page 208, the teacher calls the student Grasshopper. That's an allusion to flashbacks that a character in an old TV show has of himself as a young student learning at the side of his wise old mentor who used to call him Grasshopper.
The teacher doesn't really sound like a driving instructor.
But the teacher is a driving instructor, and a very matter-of-fact one at that. But look, on page 206 he answers a very serious question with, I guess. On page 208 he answers, whatever. And how should I know? What kind of master teacher is this?
His language is so informal. We don't expect such ordinary language from a master teacher, one who seems to meditate and live in seclusion.
You've both hit upon important points. What you've done is discovered what seems to be inconsistencies in the play, things you weren't prepared for. You should know that learning to drive is a little allegory.
Allegory?
A play that exists on more than one level. On one hand, it's a funny little story about a student learning to drive from an experienced teacher. On another hand, it's about learning how to live one's life and how teaching or instruction can take a person only so far.
Pretty deep. Is that the theme? How can anybody figure this stuff out?
Deep. Yes and no. But yes, you're right. It is one theme. There may be others, of course. And third, all students need help figuring things out in English language arts.
In life, you mean?
You're teasing me, aren't you? Let me help you learn how to get beyond the literal level. In this case, the driving story. We suspect that driving is an important word, an important concept in the play. Do you agree?
Uh-huh.
What you do is look for all the words and phrases that are driving related. For example, words such as signal your intention, rear view mirror, shoulder check, change lanes, and don't just stop, on page 205. Then you look for connections among the words, and you start thinking about how you can interpret the words figuratively, not just literally.
Sure, we did this in poetry.
And you'll continue to read figuratively or metaphorically in English Language Arts 20-1 and 30-1. Through practice, you'll gradually become more experienced and more confident.
I get the play now. I really do. It's like this. A young kid, well, not a kid exactly. He's over 16. He wants to learn. He needs lessons because he knows he can't do it alone. Finds this teacher, a strange teacher, who seems to know a lot but who gives simple, almost rude instructions. The student always wants to talk a lot, but the teacher is impatient with talk.
The teacher just wants the student to keep driving, not to stop. The teacher knows that an instructor can only give so many life lessons, and eventually, a student has to go it alone.
But it's a funny story. You make it sound so serious.
Maybe that's why we like the play. Its implications are profound, but it doesn't take itself too seriously. And it has some great lines as long as actors are able to perform them properly.
I think we could. It's all in the tone of voice. And the pausing, of course.
You're teasing again. Still, you've learned a lot today.